Oasis Audio presents Treehouse Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. New Next Door. One afternoon in early July, Benny Alden came in the front door and rushed down the hall to the stairs.
"Hey, Henry!"
he shouted.
"Jesse! Violet!"
"What's the matter, Ben?" said a quiet voice. Henry stood at the top of the stairs. He looked down at his younger brother. "What's all the fuss?"
"Somebody's moving in next door. Imagine having neighbors,"
Benny went on.
"I can't remember anyone ever living there. And that's odd, too, because the house is so near the beach."
"Grandfather always calls it the beach house," Violet said. "I always thought people used to spend summers there."
"Well, there's a family there now,"
Benny said.
"There are two boys, only I wish they were a little older."
"My, that house has been empty so long," said Jessie Alden.
She stood beside Henry at the top of the stairs.
"Who are they, Ben?"
"I don't know,"
answered Benny.
"They're strangers."
"Oh, what do they look like?"
Violet asked.
"You can see for yourself. Go and look out of Grandfather's bedroom window."
Grandfather Alden had gone to work, so his room was empty. Benny raced upstairs to Mr. Alden's room, and Violet, Henry, and Jessie followed. The next house was really not very near. The Alden place, after all, was quite big. There was a large lawn and a rose garden and some woods between it and the house next door. That house, too, had many trees around it. The Aldens could see a mover's truck in front of the house that had been empty. Four men.